Fizz, Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The impact of the Janus decision on union dues collection is being felt. Pennsylvania stopped collecting agency fees from 24,000 state workers that totaled $6.6 million last year. The New York, which has the highest rate of public sector union membership, the state stopped collecting agency fees in July from 31,000 state workers, which totaled between $9 and $10 million last year. State insurance regulators gathered over the past 3 days for a meeting of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners expressed deep concern that the Trump administration's short-term health plans were being aggressively marketed in ways likely to mislead consumers. Many said the plans, which need not comply with the Affordable Care Act's coverage mandates, were a poor substitute for comprehensive insurance. The average worker in a right-to-work state makes 3.1% less in hourly wages than the average worker in a state without such a law. National Labor Relations Board ruled that it has properly appointed its administrative law judges, rejecting a graphics printing company's challenge to the validity of the administrative judge overseeing an unfair labor practice case against it. Lawyers for a group of researchers and journalists asked Facebook to alter the agreement that people must adhere to use the site. They want to create a news gathering exception to its bans on creating inauthentic accounts and on using automated tools that scrape public data about users for large-scale analysis. In the largest fire in California state history, a pair of fires has been growing for nearly 2 weeks before combining. The blaze has consumed roughly 980 square miles and forced tens of thousands from their homes. Two farmers from a small village in southern Indiana have grooved their way to global fame by happily hamming it up in a soaking rice field as part of an internet dance craze called the Kiki Challenge, based on a Drake song and pushed forward on the Trevor Noah Comedy Central show. There are hundreds of sightings of action and rap star Ludacris in grocery stores buying groceries for random strangers indeed. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.